yeah. Say, it's 7 after the hour. Do you know that already? Into another hour of conversation, another brief encounter with the facts and the figures. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us with the facts from medical news journals this week. He'll highlight some of the big important stories. You may have participated, I hope you have, in our poll. Yesterday we asked you, what do you want to hear more about from the news media? 29% of you who responded to that poll at DougStephan.com said the missing Malaysian airliner. 26% of you said anything other than Russia and March Madness. Our poll today, however, asks if you're betting on March Madness. A, yes, I'm in an office pool. B, yes, I'm betting online. C, yes, I'm in a pool with some friends. D, no, not yet, but I'm thinking about it. E, I don't gamble. F, I was, but my bracket is already busted. Okay.
How about G? What is March Madness?
March Madness. Would you like to explain, Richie, what March Madness is to Roberta? That would be very nice.
March Madness is probably the best month of sports. You have baseball starting. You have hockey ending. You have basketball coming to a close. But the biggest thing is that you have the college basketball tournaments. And the top 68 teams go and they whittle it down to the final four. And then the championship game. And it lasts from this week in March through the first weekend in April. And that will determine the national champion in NCAA basketball.
And one of the controversies this year...
NAACP.
National Collegiate Athletic Association.
Basketball.
Yeah.
What's basketball?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Turn the mic off, will you?
Right.
All right. So the essence of the March Madness realities, the money that's being made by the networks, by the colleges, there is a class action lawsuit. And, Kenny, I can't remember how many people are involved in this. I think some college players who say they want to be paid because there's so much money being made by all of these entities. Whether or not college athletes ought to be paid has been discussed a lot in the last 10 or 12 years, mostly brought about by the realization that the networks are making so much money broadcasting these games. And the colleges get a lot more focus, if you will, when it comes to donations from big, wealthy alumni if they have a good sports program. And in fact, there have been circumstances where a lot of these big-time guys will pay, well, they don't call it pay. They'll give special privileges, cars, clothing allowances, trips, you name it, to the college athletes who perform best for these college teams.
It's one of those dirtbag lawyers who's going out. The guy's name is Jeffrey Kessler.
Mm-hmm.
No relation, Ken, I'm assuming. He's filed a class action lawsuit this past Monday in federal court against the NCAA, against the five richest college conferences on behalf of all the football and basketball players.
Right. And, of course, he is doing it completely out of interest.
That's right.
The guy's getting a fair shake.
He doesn't want to be anybody's agent after this.
Smile. It's International Happy Day.
Happy Day.
How many people have heard this song? Richie, do we have the song Happy by Farrell?
Yeah.
On there someplace? Something.
Yeah, no, that's a great song.
Is that a good song? Yeah. Anyway. Happy, 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 happy. 24hoursofhappiness.com is a good place for you to go. That's Farrell's website, as a matter of fact. 24 Hours of Happiness. This guy's career, Kenny's going to get a big boost from this. I don't remember ever hearing, when I recognize this song, I don't know this guy's name. Farrell, yeah. And huge.
Absolutely, you
big hit. Okay.
I think this was the first big hit that brought gospel music to the mainstream.
This is the song. I don't recognize that, frankly.
Farrell's the guy with the hat, right?
Yes.
The Dudley Do-Right hat?
Excuse me?
Yeah. He does. He has like that old funky cowboy hat.
Excuse me?
Farrell, he has the Dudley Do-Right hat. Remember Dudley Do-Right?
Excuse me? There you go. I do recognize this, Richie. I do like this. Yeah. It's good.
How do you not like this song?
Can't not like it. And how do you not like it? A person today who's not happy is Brigadier General Jeffrey Sinclair. You remember the story
poor fellow.
From him earlier this week, earlier this month, earlier this year, broke military law, and not just once, but a number of times, during a three-year extramarital affair with one of his subordinates. He will learn his fate today, closing arguments last Monday, sentencing scheduled for today. The sentence cannot exceed terms that were agreed to in a sealed agreement between defense lawyers and military attorneys. The judge will make his own decision before unsealing the document, and Sinclair will receive whichever is the more lenient punishment. Once again, favoritism for men involved in these cases. Women are disgusted by this, as well they ought to be. The military is another example of the old boys, the good old boys network, mm-hmm. that is alive and well. This is disgusting. This guy is going to get off without having really much of a penalty. He'll get busted.
He'll retire.
Yeah, he'll be done. But other than
it's retirement.
The pension that we're paying for.
Right. Yeah.
Right. All right, so that's another reality. 13 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos coming up here on Good Day.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a well-known cardiologist, a special part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with his overview of some of the important medical news that he gleans from some of the journals that publish every week. Number one item this week has to do with a common cold and what may happen from the various medicines. Can we even use the term medicine here? What are we talking about in terms of what may be considered medicine and what it does to people who are taking it, Ken?
Absolutely. These are medicines. You don't need a prescription to call it a medicine. These are over-the-counter medications. A surprising finding this week, Doug, from the New England Journal of Medicine, that over-the-counter sinus and pain remedies that combine two common ingredients, phenylephrine and acetaminophen, might cause serious side effects such as high blood pressure, dizziness, and tremors. These side effects occur because acetaminophen, which is the main ingredient in Tylenol, boosts the effects of phenylephrine, which is a common nasal decongestant, which we all go to the grocery or drugstore to get over the counter when we have a cold. Products containing this drug combination include Tylenol Sinus, Sudafed PE sinus, Benadryl allergy plus sinus, and Excedrin sinus headache.
So then why would people buy Tylenol? Is it star on the wane? using, most people say Advil. You hear, I in my circle anyway, find people taking Advil much
you
more.
Can't take Advil, yeah, but you can't take Advil like 24 hours. Second day of Advil, you got to be off of it.
Advil is an anti-inflammatory. It's very good for pain. The problem is for some people, it does affect the stomach and wear down the stomach lining. Yeah. And Advil is okay on a short-term basis. On a long-term basis, that entire class of drugs, Advil, Motrin, the whole group of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, is not healthy to the heart on a long-term basis.
All right. Speaking of heart, the benefit of oats, the heart. Remember, Dr. Ken is an eminent cardiologist, so his specialty is the heart, and he watches that news very carefully. So this would appear to be good news.
This is great news. This week from the annual conference of the American Chemical Society, Doug, eating whole grains is associated, we know, with a reduced risk of heart disease, and a compound in oats may protect the heart. There's growing evidence that a phenolic compound that's called avenanthramide, found only in oats, might possess antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-itch, and anti-cancer properties.
Listen up, if you're a married woman, there's something good in it for you.
Not making this up. BMC Medicine this week, married women and single women have a similar risk of heart disease, but married women have a lower risk of dying from it. Married women or those living with a person have the same risk of developing heart disease as unmarried women, including single, widowed, and divorced women, but the chances of dying from heart disease was 28% lower.
Is that because they are likely to be taken care of by their spouses?
Well, it's not clear from this study, but that is a possibility. Also, the other person might encourage them to seek early medical treatment for symptoms. There may be other explanations, as you suggested. And they also, we encourage healthy lifestyles with the people that we're with. You're good at doing that.
Thank you. I encourage people not necessarily to be married, but to be happy under the circumstances. That not necessarily they always go together, as you know, but happiness with a partner has got to be a great thing for your health.
It works both ways in this study.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So speaking of the heart, Heart Factors Plus is something that's on the boost, if you will, because so many people are finding it doing such great things. So what new news do you have for us about Heart Factors Plus, Ken?
Doug, to every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus helps. Here's Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. We'll definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improved sexual function, and increased circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you power. And it doesn't work, and if it doesn't work, you get your money back, no questions asked.
You get it by dialing 800-621-6313. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. Great for your head, your muscles. Call 800-621-6313. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Try Heart Factors Plus risk-free. 800-621-6313.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Let's go through the top five songs like we do from time to time. It's kind of fun. People like this portion of the program. They like to hear back to their roots, what songs were big. This is a list of the top five from this date, 1974, starting with Carly Simon and James Taylor, who are great friends. They live next door to each other in Nantucket, as a matter of fact. A song called Mockingbird was first done by whom? Kenny, quick. Who did Mockingbird first?
Shoot.
Richie doesn't remember.
I know this.
Mock. Bird. Nobody remembers?
I don't.
Really? But you know there's somebody else there. It's on the tip of your tongue. Let's see if we can figure it out while we listen to the fourth most popular song during this week in 1974. Eddie Kendricks and Boogie Down. See, I don't remember this song. It's not like this at all. This is not what I expected. Isn't that funny?
When it gets here, now I remember.
Alright, okay. You're right. Get this. Takes too long to get there. Alright, let's keep moving. John Denver, number three this week. I love his music.
On my shoulder.
I know you think it's pukey, Richie.
Oh, no.
Happy. Oh, what?
Oh, this goes along with our happy song days.
Yes. Happy day.
Happy day.
Happy day.
In my eyes can't make me cry.
Even though his songs were often sad, they were happy.
Find his body, by the way?
It was in the plane that he crashed.
Yeah, no, they found it. Yeah.
They did find it.
It's not like he was lost. No.
No.
Oh. He was in the pile of rubble with his plane.
All right. It's always so helpful lovely. To put fuel in a plane before you
The number
off.
Two song this week in 1974 was the song that many disc jockeys around the country would refuse to play.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And it was one of the most hated songs by disc jockeys in this era. Terry Jacks. Seasons in the Sun.
But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons.
This is right up there with Chevy Van.
It's going to be one of those songs that you want to play, you know, to some dictator who's holed up in his house and you want to get him out.
I'll never forget my first job in radio. I worked for a guy who was one of the classic disc jockeys of the 60s. You know, was here in D.C. when the Beatles came and all this stuff. And he told me about a category of music called O.S. songs.
Oh, blank songs.
Right, oh, blank songs. Right, yeah. So, and the way that he would program the station, and I was working at a 70s station, is that they would play one of the big, just the songs that everybody knows and sings along with, upbeat, blah, blah, blah. You'd play two or three of those. Then you'd go to kind of a downbeat song, and then you'd play an OS song. And just something where everybody in their car would go, oh, my God.
Uh-huh. But they wouldn't tune out. They wouldn't hit the button.
They would be as horrible of a song as Seasons in the Sun is. You have to listen to it. It's like watching a car wreck.
Some people may think the number one song is worse than that. Cher was number one during This Week in 1974 with Dark Lady.
Dark Lady.
All right, so Richie, I challenged you. Let's see how good you are. Let's see if you actually found the version of Mockingbird by Inez and Charlie Fox.
I did not. All I have is Rob Thomas and who was the other version that I had?
Inez Fox was the
Taj Mahal.
No,
I did not have it, Doug. You beat me. Bird. I lost.
You lost?
You lost. I lost. You won.
I didn't want to win. I just wanted to hear the song.
Mock.
Yeah. Bird. Yeah. Okay. The big difference between Carly Simon and James Taylor and the Foxes when it came to Mockingbird. 28 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Wine. Picking the right one can be tricky.
Know yourself, know your audience is maybe the first universal law.
Okay.
Try to match the intensity of the food and wine. If you've got a really intense food like barbecue short ribs and you pair them with a delicate wine, you're going to clobber that wine.
Wine expert Melanie Wagner. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Whites generally are a little more food friendly, and that's cheese friendly too.
And with chocolate?
Make sure the wine is at least as ripe and sweet as the chocolate is. And that actually goes for all desserts, not just chocolate.
Melanie blogs about wine and covers everything from the really special to box wines.
I did find some really great values.
Melanie Wagner's book is Hello Wine, an easy-to-read primer on grapes. It has lots of specific tips and recommendations. It even tells you the proper way to drink the stuff. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This portion of Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This cold season, make sure you have one for your family. I've got one. So should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663. or visit freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
The podcast of the Doug Steffen Good Day program every day at podcastone.com, podcastone.com, and in that context, you will find out who the winner was in our this competition has become quite the stir. A lot of people who listen to this program want to know what's going on every week with our Dream Big America contest, so I'll give you the name of the winner this week. We heard from three different contestants, always do on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. You can hear the competition. Three contestants who are entrepreneurs who are brought into the circle. I love entrepreneurialism, want to support it in America, and that's what this portion of the program is all about. That and crowdfunding and how to raise money for new businesses, that sort of thing. So competitor Eric Dinger from Powder Hook in Nebraska.
He's wow. Come
from Lincoln, Nebraska, was the winner. Not by much, though, Richie. This was a tight one. Powderhook.com is his website. This is a way for you to find a place to hunt or to fish. It's a site built for connecting people looking for hunting and fishing locations. This fellow is
that
an outdoorsman. Why? Because
I just thought it was kind of a little bit too niche.
Yes.
And yeah. And that it might not get the attention that some of the broader companies or products would, but yep. That's neat. That's cool.
Yep. So he's the winner. He'll become one of the contestants. There are three contestants that will be on next week that will be vying for the big prize of the month, which is $20,000 worth of sport and help for people as their businesses grow. So we have March winner one was Ari Hoffman of Gobi H2O. Then the second winner was John Milanovich of Wright PSI. I'm not going to express my personal opinion because I guess I can.
I thought that air valve cap thing was the coolest thing I've heard.
Yeah.
Where the tire cap on your air valve tells you whether the air pressure is low, right, or high. Yeah.
Great ideas. So if you want to check them all out, go to dreambigamerica.us. You can find it by going to dougsteffen.com and looking for the Dream Big logo. Let's get back to items of interest, things that are happening today. There is a controversy developing, and this comes out of the medical notebook. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, many of you heard him earlier on, talking about the essence of, you know, the hot stuff that's in the medical news this week. There is a study that's going on, and you know that these rumors are taking hold when somebody actually decides they want to do a study of whether people believe the quote-unquote facts, science, when it comes to medicine, or do they want to believe some of the conspiracy theories. I happen to subscribe to a lot of them, frankly. Is there a link between vaccine and autism? Is there a link between cell phones and cancer? Is there a link between the HIV virus and the CIA? According to the polls...
Well, that's an old one, Roberto. You've never heard that?
Yeah, that's an oldie.
No, oh, good. HIV virus. Oh, the CIA.
The pastors in the L.A. Ghettos. Man. That's 20 years old. Maybe more.
Almost half of you believe the answer is yes for these medical conspiracy theories that have been circulating in recent years. Attitude, behavior of those conspiracy folks toward standard medical advice reflect mistrust. I was listening to John and Ken yesterday here in Los Angeles, afternoon hosts on KFI, and they were, and I normally, John and I become conversant over the years. I don't know Ken really, but they were going after the supplement business because of fraud and hoaxerism and stuff, and they were getting creamed by the callers. I mean, there wasn't one caller that I heard, and of course they set it up that way because they want the controversy, but there wasn't one caller who agreed at all. In fact, most of them were saying that the medical business is the world of conventional medicine is a scam, and that the pharmaceutical industries have taken over, and they want to sell more drugs, and if you want to take care of yourself, you exercise, you get enough rest, and you take these various supplements that are around. And I admit to taking about 30 supplements a day. Have been for years and years and years and years and years, 30 some odd years, I've been on that same sort of routine. So do I believe the conspiracy theories? Yeah. There was a social scientist at the University of Chicago who set out to determine the extent of the medical conspiracy, how would I say that word? Conspiracism, is that a word? Does that sound right? Medical conspiracism? Anyway.
I don't think it's a real word.
Conspiracism?
But we'll let you use it.
Thank you very much. It's a Dudley word.
It's a Dudley word.
From Dudley World comes Dudley Word.
DW.
Yes. Okay, so anyway, the survey was conducted, an online survey, and they asked the question about your beliefs, six widely discussed medical conspiracy theories, and they, in this survey, explored how belief in the theories influenced your behavior. I will tell you, it influences my behavior tremendously, and you can hear my attitude toward it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercials... People who listen to this program, who sell this various stuff, figure this is a good place for them to get a good reception. And in part, it is. But I make no bones about the fact, if you want to pay to make an announcement, you know, short of something that will cause harm to people, like tobacco smoking and these e-cigarettes and stuff, I don't think we haven't had any spots for e-cigarettes, have we, or have we?
We have not.
No, okay. Anyway, one in five of those surveyed said they agreed that physicians and the government still want to vaccinate children, even though they know the vaccines cause autism. Now, that's been probably all the things that have been discussed in the last year or two. That's been one that has, and Ken got angry at me. Ken Cronus got really annoyed with me, and he doesn't get annoyed at much. And he and I are great friends. But because of, it's the same with the flu vaccine, although he wasn't quite so animated with me about that. The flu vaccines, I don't know how many of you ever heard, maybe some of you did not. I think we played it on Good Day. I had a conversation about a month or so ago with we were doing the weekend program, which Ken is on with me, and he does medical advice. He practices with a license. I practice without one. And this guy called from he was a pharmacist in a drugstore. I think it was a CVS. He was ripping at me because I was telling people not to get flu shots because there is mercury in some of the flu shots.
Some,
not all. So he said that wasn't true. I said, really? He said it was thimesicol or whatever, however you pronounce it.
Thimerosin,
whatever it is. I said, you know what that is? He said, no. I said, it's mercury. It's used to make sure that the contents of whatever is in the shot doesn't spoil, because there's a shelf life for these vaccines. And if you don't put it in, the stuff doesn't last as long. That's all. But it's not good for you because silver, mercury, horrible for your system. It causes Alzheimer's.
It's ethyl mercury.
Ethyl mercury, whatever.
It's your sister. It's Mercury's sister, yeah, Ethyl.
Yeah. You know, Doug, when they say, does this cause cancer? Does this cause autism? Anything you put in your body can cause anything. It all depends on your personal reaction to it. And if you get 100 people or 1,000 people and one person out of that 1,000 reacts to it, well, then they have to report it and it has to be talked about. But then you have to weigh the benefit against the, you know, what are the chances that something bad is going to happen. I mean, you can even do this with aspirin, with common over-the-counter medications, Doug. So you can't blatantly just, you know, take an entire body of medications or vaccines and toss them out the window because one person out of 1,000 might have a negative reaction. There's the other 999. So yes, anything you put in your body, even food that might be either genetically compromised or by pollutants, anything can cause anything. Absolutely. You never know what reaction it's going to have on your particular system. But can you discount everything because of it? No. I mean, I think that's very unfair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're suggesting that I'm unfair?
I think you're
that I'm
you're
not open-minded.
Where you're saying don't get flu shots is really
I never
very
said that.
Narrow-minded.
You never heard those words come out of my mouth. I said don't get flu shots if they have silver or mercury in them. That's what I said.
Yeah,
any more than I would say don't get autism shots or any of the other things.
The vaccines.
That
well, you've always been against
considered
vaccines.
Important. I don't think that vaccines are well administered, and I think that because of what you just said at the beginning of your argument, that is an argument against these willy-nilly all one-size-fits-all vaccine package, because you don't know what that chemistry in your body is going to do when
no,
it comes
you don't.
To reacting to
no,
those
you,
vaccines.
But you don't know what that chemistry in your body is going to do when you drink a cup of coffee.
Well, that's true as well.
Not going to give you autism.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you never know. The caffeine could have negative effects on your brain. Caffeine is highly addicting. People
and the same thing could be said for taking supplements. Sometimes people
absolutely.
Take stuff.
Absolutely. You don't know what's
disagree.
In them.
Yeah. Well, you do know what's in them if you read the label.
The
Hello,
same
if
thing
you're
could be
dumbing,
done crossing
you don't read the
street.
Label.
I mean, a lot has to be done on faith and has to be done on, you know,
but
how it makes
you feel. Now we're comparing taking vaccines to walking across the street. Oh, I love that.
Well, you know, see, I'm a, if there's a vaccine for it, give it to me, person.
I understand.
If there's a... Okay, kiss, time's up. Bring it apart. Come on.
But, you know, this is it's really not an argument.
Can,
it's just an
intelligent
discussion.
You can both of you take off your tinfoil hats now.
She doesn't want to stop. All right, in a moment, we're going to turn our attention to a lady who's on a crusade for home ownership in our country. So if you have been contemplating buying a home versus renting a home, this is an important message, especially if you're a woman, single mother with children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you're a first-time homeowner. This information is going to be important for you. Coming right up here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Over the last 5 years, the percentage of tax-related cases reported to the Identity Theft Resource Center has more than doubled. Because of this trend, the ITRC predicts tax-related identity theft will continue to rise in 2014. Nancy Heaton from Fellows, a corporate sponsor of the Identity Theft Resource Center, explains.
During tax season, a lot of confidential paper documents change hands, including W-2 forms, receipts, and billing statements. These documents are a treasure trove for identity thieves, and one of the best ways to prevent the crime is by shredding no longer needed information. The Fellows 73 CI Shredder is perfect for tax time. This machine offers cross-cut blades, a 100% jam-proof system, which eliminates paper jams and powers through tough jobs, and SafeSense technology, which automatically stops shredding when hands touch the paper opening.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's F-E-L-L-O-W-E-S.com.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes Boston Adams. It was Boston.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house,
fans
rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with a PH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
13 before the hour, Marcia Griffin is with us. She's on a crusade, sort of. It sounded like crochet rather than crusade.
Right, but with a mission.
Crusade. She's on a mission. She's a home ownership coach, which is kind of an interesting new category of work. And the focus is on women as first-time home buyers. Women, the stats, helping them get into a situation where they're not going to have to face foreclosure, that sort of thing. Marcia, welcome to Good Day. You represent Home Free USA, which helps women find mortgages. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Our job is to ensure that women buy their home, that they buy their home without problems so that they can stay in their home for the long term.
Why are there problems with women who are single and home ownership? Is it different than couples or men as individual homeowners?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. Actually, we want women, our single ladies, to know that thousands are buying, that there are a lot of issues that one has to face and a lot of information that you need to know when you're buying your home. So if you have someone there with you, the two of you can kind of go through that together. But as a single person, our ladies really need to know for sure that they need to get their credit report, they have to see their credit score, make sure that there is no identity theft, there are no errors on the credit report. We want you to know that there are organizations out here, nonprofit organizations. You can go to HUD.gov and find an organization, a nonprofit counseling organization right in your area that will provide free services, help you with your, you know, overviewing the credit, giving you a path to home ownership, really working out with you the pros and cons. So, you know, there is help out here. It's the perfect time to buy. Interest rates are low. You need to have a little bit of money saved. Take a look at that credit report, and you're going to be good to go.
I find it interesting that 75% of single women, first-time homeowners, are delinquent versus 45% of men, single men, being first-time homeowners and delinquent. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, you know, honestly, it's because women have a tendency, and this is not a terrible thing, but we have a tendency to just hope and pray for the best. Sometimes you just need to step on out there. If one cannot pay their mortgage, and usually when you have two people working together, one can encourage the other to do something that the other may be stalled in doing. But, you know, we have a tendency as women to just kind of sit back, wait, let things cool down. down. Mm-hmm. When you cannot pay your mortgage, you cannot afford to do that. Right. You need to be in touch with your lender immediately.
Proactive. Marcia Griffin with Home Free USA, helping women and minorities get home ownership.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
My oh my, what a wonderful day.
Love it.
Plenty of sunshine in my way.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get this movie in the U.S. nowadays? Or you
can now.
You still can't get it.
Kenny, didn't it just come out on DVD or something a couple of weeks ago? Don't I remember seeing that?
No.
I thought we did.
No, it's been banned.
Banned by whom?
Disney.
You can get it overseas.
I thought we had talked about this, the Song of the South, a couple of weeks ago, and the fact that it was available. Why do I have that sticking in my mind? Matter of fact, I think I remember. You know what it was? It was Brer Bear. Brer Rabbit. What's that?
The Jungle Story.
Jungle Story, that's it, right. A lot of people get them confused. Song of the South and Jungle Story, for whatever the reason. This is from Song of the South. Zippity Doodah won the Oscar for the best song today in 1948. I'm so tired of people, even the likes of Disney, trying to manipulate people or make it so that it's, in this case, politically correct. They don't want you to see something that they produced, took credit for, made money on, which actually I don't really care whether people think it's politically incorrect or not. This is a wonderful movie, and there's a great message in it, and some people think, oh my God, that message is horrible. No, it's not. Not if you really get through the superficialities of what so many people have troubling them.
You know, they don't hide from it all that much. When you do the water ride, the log flume ride down at Disney.
Yeah.
This is the song and the whole theme of the inside of the ride. You see the rabbit, the characters are all talking to each other. You hear the music the whole way through.
It's a wonderful.
You can't get the movie.
Right.
So you can buy it on the Amazon.com that's in the UK, but you can't really buy it in the one the US. No,
I guess they're a bunch of racists over there in the UK, huh?
Right, that's what they are. Yeah, of course they are. All right, so anyway, a little song from the South as we remember something that was very good for many of our lives as children. It's Chuck Curry now, Movie Moments on the Good Day program. What other movies, Chucker, can you remember having been banned that, in your opinion, ought not to have been?
Or they received bad, unfair treatment? I can't recall. I think that's a very much a rarity, that something's been banned and can't be shown in the U.S. that had a theatrical release. I don't remember.
We all talk about the original Blazing Saddles and how that would never, ever work today. And the first run of Saturday Night Live and how that would never, I mean, just all these impolitically correct shows.
Well, if you want to get
the 70s.
To television, obviously a show like All in the Family would be hard-pressed to be produced in its intact form
Amos
in 2014
and Andy,
like it was in the 1970s.
Amos and Andy on radio and television, you try to do that today, you get creamed.
There were just things, as recent as what? The late 70s that you could not air today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty bad. All right, so meanwhile, Chucker's got some movie news for us in moments. Stand by. This is Good Day.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scalp itch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
No, I wasn't...
It's time for new Salsin Blue Scalp Itch Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Salsin Blue Scalp Itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
All right, so Chuck, our movie news. What do we have that's exciting, interesting?
This is definitely interesting because we've spoken about this many times. Director Ivan Reitman stated finally in a confirmed interview the other day that Ghostbusters 3 is real and will start filming by 2015. He will not direct, though. He will only produce. Had to change the heart after the passing of his friend Harold Ramis a few weeks ago. But he made it clear that Sony, the studio, basically wants what's called a reboot with mostly a new cast. I'm confident, Dan, that Dan Aykroyd will have an involvement. Most likely Bill Murray will not. But Ghostbusters 3 is a major priority at the studio. So it is confirmed that will happen sometime in the next 2 years. One other bit of TV news. Fox's The Following dropped to a season low on Monday night, 4 million viewers, but has been renewed for a third season. I got to admit, it's violent, but I love it. And it's one of my
CNN announced that Piers Morgan has dropped to 4 viewers a night. The last show will be March 28th. The next episode of Star Wars is going to take place 30 years after the events of Return of the Jedi.
Which makes sense because Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill reportedly will be involved. So that's the
good.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.